Well, that's good. Yeah, as I was doing, I think about those stuff. And a lot of that stuff we try to do through Sean Hill and do things. And sure, there's other, radio services or television, communicate, whatever it happens to be. Digital services are looking at different bandwidths. And so we do things to stay active and then try to, get organizations to send in the hours, type of thing to, it makes its way, say, up to the ARRL, JRRL, which is kind of the lobbying unit, to kind of keep track of some of that stuff to try to protect our spectrum, So it seems simple enough, but I'm sure there's people out there that are businesses and stuff that would like to make amateur radio secondary or push them out of a certain spectrum. That could happen on 220 many years ago. They went to some kind of UPS or some kind of delivery service or something to that effect. Go ahead, Sean.
This is Kilo Foxtrot Echo Tango Quebec. Are you talking about the 220 megahertz? Because that was at one point in time from the military SATCOM stuff, I thought. And I think they sent it over to us in the amateur realm as a secondary.
Could have been. And then for a while then it was used for amateur TV. We're going to back to the 1970s and 80s. And then at some point they placed it up, so we have it still, but not like we used to. But it could have been before that. I'm not sure. It could have been something what you're talking about, some military related.